Terrell Wilson was a homeless man with schizophrenia, and the second person Danville officer Andrew Hall has shot and killed in the last 3 years. Wilson family attorney, civil rights lawyer John Burris, has released bystander video footage of the shooting, showing the officer with his gun pointed at Wilson as Wilson walks backwards away from the officer with his hands in the air. Officer Hall then shoots him point blank in the face.
Witnesses said that he essentially raised his hands as if to say, why are you following me? And when he does that, the officer shoots him in the face. And outrageous. It's almost like a coup de grace. It was a murder.
Wilson died 6 days later. Hall claimed he was in the area investigating rocks being thrown from the 680 freeway. Burris says there's no evidence Wilson was involved with a rock throwing. Hall later claimed that Wilson had a knife and threatened him. But Burris says that story doesn't add up, especially since multiple eyewitnesses dispute it.
You can't see the knife on the video that I have. I have a witness who sent me the video. And certainly other witnesses whom I've interviewed from out there, they likewise claim that they didn't see anything of a knife in Tyrell's arms or hands. But more significantly, they said he made no steps forward toward the officer. He didn't run toward him. He didn't hop toward him. He didn't skip toward him. He didn't make any fast moves toward him. The officer had his gun out, and as soon as Tyrell turned around to face the officer, and as he's turning around, he gets shot in the face. Our view is that shooting was unconscionably wrong, and frankly, I believe it is as close to murder as one could get.
Officer Hall has priors. Burris says the fatal shooting is particularly outrageous because his office represents the family of the other man of color who Officer Hall shot and killed in 2018.
He certainly is a repeat killer, that's for sure. This officer is the same officer that shot and killed another one of my clients 3 years ago, a Filipino man that was in Danville looking for an apartment to owner. And he was seen, he was viewed as a suspicious person. And so when the police came, he decided to leave. And as he's leaving the town, the officer tries to hem him in. He tries to pass. And this officer jumps out, runs along the side of the car, and shoots him multiple times, killing him.
Contra Costa County officials are still investigating that use of force incident. Burris says Contra Costa District Attorney rejected his request that Hall be prosecuted in that case. And now he's killed another innocent man. Burris says he's requesting Hall be prosecuted in that case and in Wilson's death. A protest is planned Sunday in Danville out front of the library for justice for Terrell Wilson, and an online petition demanding that all body camera and traffic intersection footage of the police shooting be released, and for Andrew Hall to be fired, has garnered nearly 2,500 signatures. Meanwhile, Hall remains on paid leave. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.